All right, Dylan Schwartz, nice to meet you. Nice job today. I think you probably got the most passing points today. You went down early in Moto 1, worked your way up, and then Moto 2, I don't know if you got a much better start.
I honestly had a good start. I was around 7th and then just got hit on the start and went off the track. And then I was back there with those guys back in 30th or whatever, and then just ran into the back of a guy, just rushing, you know, kind of freaking out a little bit. And went down on the first lap, which was a bummer, so I was even farther back and then had to come from the back again in Moto 2, which sucks. But, I mean, it is what it is. Learned a lot these past races, so I think that's all I needed was some experience for next year. And yeah.
Yeah, you passed a lot of dudes today. And actually, earlier today after practice, somebody was telling me they didn't think the track was very good for passing. What'd you think? It was all right for you?
During qualifying, it was pretty one line, but I think as the day went on, more lines got formed. And I think, I don't know, I was going decently fast, so, I mean, there's a few lines that I had, like, selected where I could pass some guys, and it was kind of just timing, just getting to that point, and, yeah, just trying to make it work.
I was impressed with your fitness today. I don't know what you do off the bike or anything else, but your lap times were really good, consistent the whole time. You're in shape, man.
Yeah, I try, and, you know, I just figured if do the work during the week, and it'll be easier on the weekend.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea. What's Brooks like? I worked for Larry. I was a mechanic. He was my team manager. He's intense. He's gnarly. What's he like for you?
I love Larry. It's been great working for him, working with him the past 2 years. And yeah, he's helped me out so much on the mental part of it, and on the track, helped me out, and just looking at things and how to come approach it. And yeah, I've really enjoyed working with him.
Does he scare you sometimes? Because he did me.
A little bit, but, you know, he's kind of calmed down a little bit since those days, so.
How many Mountain Dews does he pound?
Honestly, it's moved on to Monsters now. Yeah, but he's on his cycling now, so he's doing his cycling, and then I went to the shop, and he's drinking his little green shot, so he's on his fitness right now.
Dude, as long as he backed down the Mountain Dews, it was a little insane there for a while.
Yeah, it was tough on the Monsters a while ago. It was at least one a day, so.
Are you going to be pro now? Do we know? Maybe this is a dumb question. Are you going to turn pro? I heard maybe you weren't, but then I know there's this rule for points or something. I'm very confused.
I don't know. I don't have any plans of right now. I kind of wanted to do these, kind of get some offers on the table, and then just kind of see what's going on and kind of just go from there.
Were you happy with your rides this year? I mean, I don't follow the amateur stuff that closely, but I feel like you were pretty impressive. What about you?
I think I could have done a little better. I think at Loretta's, you know, that was really the only amateur race this year. I really wanted to get at least one overall, but, you know, just had some unfortunate luck. But whatever, I just tried to move on to these. And last week I got a 10th, which I was pumped on. And I wanted to come here and get a top 10 overall, but, you know, happens on the start. You know, it's pro racing. There's a lot of guys. So 15, 13 on the day, and top 15. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, cool. Well, I thought you rode really well, yeah, especially both motos. So thanks for doing this, man.
Yeah, no problem.